To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, fresh batch of overreactions. Let's get after it.
I'm with the mafia.
Okay, then. The Indiana football turnaround is the greatest in college football history. When they hired Kurt Cignetti, they had the most losses of any program in all of college football. They hadn't won the Big Ten since 1967, and they had never won 10 games in a season. Now they've won back-to-back. They just won a Big Ten conference, and they're the lone undefeated team in America. The greatest turnaround in college football history.
I would say yes. I don't think this is an overreaction, but I'll give you a couple of examples. And if you go all the way back to the early 90s, when Bill Snyder took over Kansas State and then made them a perennial top 10 program, that would be one turnaround, but they never were competing for a national title. The other one, actually, I think is a little bit earlier, more recent, in regards to Sonny Dykes taking over TCU, who was 5-7 in 21 and then took them to the national championship game in 2022.
This is not an overreaction. It's the greatest turnaround in the history of the sport. 59 years since a Big Ten championship. That's insane. I would say the qualifier is here maybe is a two-year turnaround. You know, because John pointed out TCU, and then you're pointing out of KSU was really good too, but they blew a critical Big 12 championship game that would have changed everything for their program.
I just think the idea that Indiana football is the number one team and the only undefeated team 2 years after this man was hired.
I mean, they put a staple on it on Saturday night, beating them the way they beat them.
Yep. I'm Jim Costa, and I approve this message.
Acosta.
So this is a kind of a continuation. Cignetti just got 10 to 15 more coaches fired. They just don't know it yet.
This year or
next year?
Next year.
And in the future years
in
to
the
follow.
Future years.
I mean, it may be way more than 10 to 15.
So I think it's really going to depend on some of these other hires. He may be the unicorn, and it may just be an unbelievable fit, and it may be just an unbelievable couple-year run. I think he's a tremendous coach. And what he has done is unbelievable. I don't want this to sound like I'm discounting what he's done at all, because I think doing it with now two different quarterbacks, making your team even better, who says he's not going to do it again next year and the year after and the year after? But I think there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on Pat Fitzgerald. Is he able to do it? And you look at all the other hires around college football, who was able to make that jump from where they were this year at firing their coach to within a year or two being in the college football playoffs? If it's repeatable by other programs, then I think the leader in the clubhouse, the reason it's happening is Cignetti. But until somebody else does it.
All right, this is an overreaction because I thought you meant now. I, when I read that, I mean, you didn't put a qualifier on it.
No, you're fine.
No, it's not an overreaction if you go to next offseason, especially if he continues to do this. But I think he's putting on the table next year Josh Heupel's job being in jeopardy.
Well, look, if they can Kalen do it, why can't you? Yeah.
Kalen DeBoer's job could be in jeopardy potentially after next year.
Yeah.
The standards of some of these programs, especially Alabama, they're not going to put up with this crap if they don't do something in this playoff in the next year.
Why can they do it in Indiana, but we can't?
Yep.
Do you have something that's not a dead dog or child porn?
That's a quick turnaround on that drop. Okay, look, a lot of people are upset at the college football playoff picture and the results. You got two little guys and no Notre Dame. The real villain is the ACC. We don't need playoff expansion. We don't need to change the rules. We need the ACC to crown a proper champ. They have too many teams, and they only play 8 conference games, and they have bad tiebreakers, and they screwed this up. If Miami is the ACC champion, JMU is out, and Notre Dame is in, and the system works perfectly fine. The only thing we need to change here is the ACC needs to add a 9th game and fix their tiebreakers.
I mean, and if you're going to go with, I don't think this is an overreaction, but I think maybe just blaming the ACC, because next year it could be the Big 12. I think we have to go back to, as much as people didn't like them, divisions. And so that you have a West and an East or a North and a South, and you play a championship game where maybe you don't have Duke playing against Virginia.
Right.
All right, this is an overreaction. The real villain is the system. Take the top 12 in the rankings at the end of the year, and I'm getting BYU-Texas debate here instead of James Madison and Tulane. Right. I don't want to watch it.
Do you believe Notre Dame football is a program of petulant children and pouty losers? They took their ball and went home because they didn't make the college football playoff. Look, they didn't win a conference. They didn't beat a team in the top 15, and they went 0-2 against playoff teams. They weren't good enough. You got to own that sometimes in life. You're not good enough. The lesson isn't, we were, but the world's out to get us. Notre Dame has this superiority complex, and they're a bunch of pouty, petulant children.
I think it's a little bit of an overreaction.
And Marcus Freeman, who we all love and I love, is a pouty, petulant child. You should have your team
if
on the field.
They were the only team that was opting out of bowl games. Now, the reason obviously plays a part of it.
Ask yourself, if they were 9-3, would they be going to a bowl game? I think they would.
They might be. I don't know. But there are other teams that have opted out. And I think moving forward, the big concern is, and the issue may take care of itself. Why are you going to look and watch these bowl games? I'll watch them because I'm fiending for college football and football until it's all said and done. And then we fiend for it until it comes back. I think you are looking at a lot of programs that look at the expense of going to a bowl game. A lot of these programs will lose money by going to bowl games, even though they get the money from the bowl.
John, you learned a lot of life lessons playing football.
Yeah.
I'm sure one of them wasn't, if you face adversity, just quit.
No, but I think that's, if that's the only reason that you're thinking that they opted out of this, then sure.
This is not an overreaction. They've always been entitled. They need to get in a conference, and I really don't like, I think they should remove the Irish from their nickname. As an Irishman, John.
Oh, jeez.
Stick a fork in the Colts. They're done. They don't lead the division anymore. They've lost 4 of 5. Their quarterback's scary, man. That sucks. What happened to Daniel Jones? Yeah. Achilles injury? They're going to finish 3rd in their division.
Yeah, I mean, they're out of the playoffs right now. This is not an overreaction. They're done.
This is not an overreaction. Riley Leonard, seriously. And here's their schedule. The Texans, the Jags, who they just got murdered by. And then, unfortunately for Lions fans, the Colts still play Seattle and San Francisco. So you can chalk those up for those teams. Mm-hmm. The path to the playoffs is through the Bears. Yeah.
Yes, I was rooting for Western Michigan. Yes, I'm happy for Western Michigan. How could you not? I hate you. And I know what you're doing. They just won the MAC title this weekend. I'm not talking about him. No, I want to move on. Lamar Jackson is no longer an elite quarterback. 2 touchdown passes since Halloween, 4 interceptions in that span. John, he had multiple drives to win the game. And John, he ends the game taking a sack. You can't. You have to throw it up. You have to lateral it to somebody. Your knee can't hit the ground with the football on the final play. This is not a 1 week thing. This is now a month plus. He's not an elite quarterback anymore.
Okay, this year, he's not an elite quarterback. Can he be an elite quarterback next year? Absolutely. Can he continue to be an elite quarterback? Absolutely. I think this is, if you're looking long term, it's an overreaction. If you're just looking at this year, he's not an elite quarterback this year.
I do think this is an overreaction. It's too soon. He still has a QB rating of 100. And how about this? Go get him an elite number one receiver. And you know who I'd love them to get, who I think's on his way out, is A.J. Brown.
In addition to being a creep, he's a moron. The Packers will win the NFC North, now 4-0 in the division, a decisive victory yesterday. I mean, nail-biter, but it was declarative. They needed that win, and they got it. Green Bay will win the North.
Yeah, I don't think this is as much of a stretch when you're looking at the teams that they play. Now, obviously, they beat the Bears. They're at Denver, and you're looking at two offenses that, against really good defenses, can they move this? This might be the worst offensive game of the year. It might finish at 9-6, and it's just a matter of field goals. But then play the Bears, the Ravens. You already talked about Lamar Jackson. They finish with the Vikings. Yes, they're going to win the division.
Not an overreaction. I think 2-2 is the worst case scenario. That gets them to 11-5-1. And I don't trust the Lions to win out yet until I see them consistent. They win this game this week, and maybe it's on the table.
Do me. The Chiefs are done. Kelsey's washed. Mahomes doesn't look very good. They can't protect him. He was their leading rusher last night. It's happened all too often this season. They've lost 4 of 5. They're not mathematically out. But guys, this will be the first time Mahomes missed the playoffs.
Yeah, they're done for this year. I think Patrick Mahomes will be just fine. They'll be back in the years to come. It'll be without Kelsey. But you look at the offense, and I didn't think much of their offensive line to begin with, but they're down to, what, their fourth or fifth offensive tackle?
Yep.
That's why they can't run the ball. They can't protect him. They never did a great job of protecting Patrick Mahomes, but this is just an offense that can't move the ball. And defensively, I'm not sure what's happened to them defensively. Spags is a great defensive coordinator. They've still got Chris Jones, yet they can't stop anyone.
This is an overreaction, and I know it sounds crazy, but their playoff chances are still 16%. I thought they would be lower. They're 6-7. They still have the best quarterback and the best coach in the world, and I know they've got their problems with injuries, but there is a path, because listen to this. First off, they beat the Colts. The Colts are going to be in a free fall. I don't think the Colts win another game. Chiefs could get the 10-7. They could win out. They've got to beat Denver. I don't know about that. Interesting thing here. This is they can't win the division anymore. That's right. After 9 years, they're not division champs. 9 straight division champions. That's ridiculous. But listen to this. How about a Chargers free fall? Listen to their schedule. Philly, the Chiefs, where the Chiefs can go head to head against them. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys, the Texans, and the Broncos.
If the Chargers lose,
could go
out
1-4, and that would be 9-8. So 10-7 Chiefs. 7 seed? Who wants that?
All right, then. Those are your overreact, Jims. 97.1.
What's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game, right? So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I've got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks on the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick. Check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right, $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds, rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score Report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Quick note from Greg. He said, hey, if the ACC wanted to get to 18 teams so they could play a 9-game conference schedule, he might know a team.
Oh, yes.
If they're ever, you know, in that position where they would, you know, lower themselves to that level. Anyway, some text. Let John know that the OSU-Indiana replay is on TV right now, and the stat of the weekend is Indiana held Ohio State scoreless for the final 40 minutes and 8 seconds. Wide left, signed Steve.
Yeah, and that very familiar score, 13-10. I think I've heard that score happen before. I can't remember where it was, but yeah, I think a similar result happened within the last 24 months.
We brought up the Lions and the playoff predicament that they're in. 43% as you wake up today. Got some help. We wanted the Bears to lose. The Bears lost. Do you think they get in or not? Let's get to Ron in Ann Arbor. Ron, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I just want to see everybody before the season when the schedule came out, no one said they were going to get 13 wins. It was, you know, 12-5, 11-6. Some were 10, some were 9 because it was such a horrific road schedule. It's a very difficult schedule. So, okay, so if you flip the Packers loss with a Bears win and you sweep them because you normally don't sweep your division opponents, you know, beating Baltimore was a bonus. Nobody thought we were going into Baltimore going to win that game. You know, and then you lost to Minnesota. So really, I mean, they haven't looked like they have, but I mean, win-loss-wise, they're kind of where they should be, right?
Well, okay, so if going into the season from your theory, and I agree with your theory in regards to if you thought they were a 12-win team, they could still do that. If you thought they're an 11-win team, they're kind of where you thought they would be. The problem is how they got to this point and the fact that all the really good teams, and Baltimore coming into the season, we thought they were going to be a really good team. I don't think anybody thinks that they're a really good team right now. So some of your wins may look better. Some of your losses may look worse.
Well, and Ron, I would just add, I think people still thought they were the best team in this division. The Parsons trade made it equal in terms of betting, but I don't think people expected Detroit to go 0-2 against Green Bay.
No.
And certainly didn't expect Chicago to be as good as they are.
Right, exactly. So it's kind of like, almost like not our fault, but people have just come out of nowhere, like Seattle. You know, really, did anybody pick the Rams doing what they're doing? So, and then Washington, they just, you know, we thought they were going to be ready.
This is the risk.
Went downhill. So
this is the risk you run when you're building for sustained success. When you don't make an aggressive move or two to keep the window open as long as possible, you're inviting other teams who are more aggressive and surprises that do happen to topple you, to put you in a bad position, to put you into a back against the wall spot in December.
Yeah, I mean, it's somewhat how they got to this point and the fact that we know about this team now. We know their strengths, their weaknesses, and then you look at the matchups with the Rams. You look at the matchups even with the Steelers.
Yeah.
And you could sit there and say, well, it's not the auto win that we thought at the beginning of the season.
Let's get to Adam and Frankenmuth. Adam, good morning.
Boys, how you doing?
Good.
Man, the NFL is something else. I'm telling you what, I can't figure it out. I really can't. I got a couple points, man. I think the Lions, this is obviously a must win on the road, and that's going to be tough. At least it's indoors. I just want to hit on a point, man. I got to go to the college game.
Okay.
You know, we're paying players now. There's no longer the Reggie Bushes, the big dogs making the money, the $50 handshakes under the table. But we still have to play the game. We still, James Madison, Tulane. Come on, man. Those two teams have no shot. They have no shot. Like I heard a couple people say yesterday about, you know, this is not March Madness. This is not the Field of 64 Cinderella story. These are grown men. These are grown men. There is a difference. There is. And once you start playing these Power Five conferences, they know that. And you know what? I love a Cinderella story. I love the fact that James Madison had a great year, Tulane. I mean, a two-loss team of Tulane is in the playoffs, and you have teams like Texas, Notre Dame, Michigan. I know Michigan, but three losses. You know what I mean? No way. I guess that's where we come to college football. I hope we make a change to this, and I think we will. Nick Saban backing it.
Yeah. Look, I think it's going to be jarring for anybody. They were kind of ready mentally for one of the little guys to get in, but not two.
Right.
They're not leaving out juggernauts.
No.
The teams that are being left out are multi-loss non-champs. And last year, we put in Tennessee from the mighty SEC, and they were blown out. We put in SMU from a power conference, blown out. Yeah, do I think JMU is going to win the national title? Absolutely not. And they may get blown out. But it'd be no different than putting Tennessee in this game from a year ago.
Right. The difference is Notre Dame. If you put Notre Dame in versus JMU, I think you have a good game. I think Notre Dame is a team, especially with the way that they're playing. I don't know that they are national championship caliber, but they could push for some. And it's just, if you put in BYU, do you think BYU has a better chance of winning a game versus Tulane or James Madison?
I guess those teams had their chances, though. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, but why do we have to give a chance to somebody else?
So we can decide it on the field and crown the champion the proper way. If we're going to expand, we expanded to let in the little guy, right? That was part of the explanation. Not to let the fifth team. They already have five SEC teams. Do we need six SEC teams?
It's part of their explanation. I'd rather see good football.
My point is, good football was Tennessee last year, blown out.
Well, I would say here, unbalanced schedules are dictating who is making the playoffs. I mean, right now, A&M might be last year's Tennessee. Off the top of my head, sure. Did A&M beat a playoff team?
Well, no, now that Notre Dame got left
exactly,
out.
My point, exactly. Yeah. They're right. Last year's Tennessee problem.
Maybe. Look, I think one of the playoff I was in favor of is, you know, I think a good thing for the sport, even with some drawbacks. But it did make these teams who get left out feel like we used to have a team that would go one loss and go, damn, we just weren't good enough this season. And now we got teams with two and three losses going, damn it, we should have a seat at the table. Like how quickly that these teams that aren't very good have suddenly gotten this like second wave of confidence. Like Texas.
Right,
Texas 10 years ago would have no case, but now we've given them a case, which is silly.
We also have more teams that are able to win a national title versus just one or two. Now you're looking at four or five,
okay,
maybe six, and I think next year we could be looking at seven or eight.
No matter the size of the field, 4, 12, 64, 68, someone will gripe that they didn't get in when the inclusion is subjective.
Yep. Right. All right, we're going to keep this conversation rolling, but first, Heather with the news. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, this is a great story, Jim. I'm going to start with this one. There is a dog that went missing from California that was just found in Michigan nearly 5 years later.
Oh, wow.
So incredible. Chaco, this dachshund mix, was adopted in 2016, lived with his family in Antelope, California, before going missing in 2021. Got out of the house, owner couldn't find it. She said she did everything she could to try to locate this dog, but unfortunately never showed up. It was microchipped, though, which is the most important part of the story. This dog was recently found tied to a fence near a shelter in Lincoln Park, near an animal shelter. And it was 4 years and 7 months later and more than 2,200 miles away from home.
Well, with those little legs, it's hard to walk that far.
It took a long time. Nobody knows how this dog got from California to Michigan.
Incredible.
But the owner was then contacted because of the microchip. And then a nonprofit stepped in because it's like, okay, how do we get this dog that's in Michigan back to California.
Transport it, yeah.
Well, volunteers, somebody gave up their like their airline miles. So a volunteer could go on the plane with Chaco, fly to California, get the dog home. So a happy reunion. The dog now has two human siblings that were born during his time away, which is great.
Any other dogs in the house?
They didn't, you know, the article didn't say anything about dogs, just human siblings. So there's two little kids now, and the owner is very grateful. And the moral of the story is microchip your dog.
Yeah.
Especially with the colder weather and holidays around, dogs tend to get out a little bit more, or people are getting dogs for the holidays. Yep. So there's a little safety tip. NFL Red Zone had some audio issues over
terrible.
The weekend, and people went crazy. So after starting off normally on Sunday, the audio for the Red Zone channel went totally static, like just. I had it on a tablet device.
Yeah. I go, oh no, my device has gone bad.
Oh no, I'm going to need to get a new one.
That or your ears. Yeah. I can't hear anything.
So people then took to social media to ask like, oh, is this happening to you too? Is this happening all over? The audio did briefly come back and then quickly went out again. And a lot of people had some fun with it on social media. That's what they're saying. The only positive thing from this was all the memes that people were posting. Like, and I did go through and look at some. You can't really... Talk about memes on the air, but pretty funny stuff. Have you guys ever heard or been on a cookie walk? Sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing. I'm guessing you walk around and eat all the cookies you possibly can.
Well, that's what I thought it was going to be like, but it's actually more of like a cookie exchange. You don't necessarily have to bring your own cookies, but you go to this event, you're given a box or some sort of container, and you walk around from table to table and collect the different type of cookies you would like to purchase. It's a way to get a whole bunch of different cookies instead of having to sit at home and make every type of cookie you can think of for the holidays. Well, apparently they're very popular, and these cookie walks in Metro Detroit are coming on very quickly, very fast. Most are scheduled for the next two weekends, and there's a whole long list of places. Most of them also benefit local churches or local community projects and stuff, so go check them out.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah, pretty cool. Finally, this is a short one. There's only 17 days until Christmas, but there's still plenty of time for you to take in some of the classic holiday movies. And Us Weekly just put together this ranked list of the best Christmas movies of all time. And this is all according to their IMDb score. So this is not like anyone's opinion. Well, it is opinions.
Yeah, it is opinions.
It is opinions, but
it's opinion.
Yeah, exactly. The expert. So
whatever
number one,
worth.
It's A Wonderful Life. With an IMDb rating of 8.6.
John, you love that movie, right?
It's okay. Yeah. Okay.
A Christmas Carol.
There you go.
I like that
8.1.
One.
8.1. Yeah. Miracle on 34th Street, 7.9. A Christmas Story, 7.9. And then I would rank this as a Halloween movie, but A Nightmare Before Christmas is a 7.9.
Home Alone.
Teddy Loves
Home
Christmas
Alone
Vacation.
Is right there at number six at 7.7. White Christmas is next. The Bishop's
that's my
Wife.
That's
I've
mine.
Never even
White
heard
Christmas.
Of. You. That's your favorite Christmas
movie.
Oh
yeah. Mm-hmm. Bing Crosby.
Where's Die Hard?
The National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is 9, and then Love Actually is 10.
It's Heather with the news. Mm. If you're.
I didn't make the list, John.
Yes. Don't shoot the messenger.
Saw my approval, yeah. Mm. I thought you said it was a short weather. You stopped talking about Colin.
Oh, no. Tell us what you really think. All right, if you're injured in a car accident, call Lawrence Cagey and Cagey Law. It's one of the few law firms in the country specializing in car accidents. Lawrence Cagey and his staff and his team have won millions for his clients because he fights hard, he wins, and he wins big. If you, a friend, a loved one, someone you care about, is injured in a car accident, you need KG Law right now. 877-KG-CARES. Visit kgcares.com. That's K-A-J-Y. Check them out. kgcares.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, DSW.
birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I think we can recreate the song. You'd have to do the high part and...
You're the low part.
Good morning, 97.1.
I'll just be the jingle bells in like, the background. You know?
You refuse to sing.
I do. So I'll just play the beat with the tambourine or something.
Play the instruments.
Yeah.
You like my low voice. Deep voice guy.
Hey, try to stay warm today. It's 16 degrees out.
Yeah. It'll open your eyes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Nice, brisk, cool. Again, it'll give a little energy, little pep in the step.
We're getting to the Lions at 8:02. John, on Friday's show, I think you made the right decision. You said, let's stay focused on beating the Cowboys, right? The aftermath of backs against a wall, double-digit win at home. How about them Lions? And anytime the playoffs would come up, you'd say, let's just wait till Monday. So at 8 o'clock, we're going to get into it. It's Monday. Okay. Lions playoff chances. Will they get in or not? We'll give you the updated standings. What yesterday meant between the Lions or between the Bears and the Packers, or what it means for the Lions. We'll do all of it at the top of the hour. College football playoff field is set. Did they get it right? And there's a Notre Dame conversation to be had here. 248-539-9797. John, did they get it right?
In the end, they did. I think they're putting Miami in over Notre Dame, and obviously. At the top of it, it would be very hard to get that wrong. Indiana, the only undefeated team, deserves to be number one. Ohio State, and I had no issue with Ohio State being one and Indiana two. The wins and losses, all they do is flip. I wouldn't have dropped Ohio State any lower. Georgia is the SEC champ, a one-loss team. I think they deserve to be a three. You go right down the list, and you're like, okay, I think they got it right. The debate obviously comes as you start nearing the end of it. And Alabama as a three-loss team that got blown out in the SEC championship game. I don't have that much of an issue of is still including them because they played the extra game. Notre Dame didn't play. Miami didn't play. All of a sudden, Miami jumps Notre Dame. The only issue I have is the fraudulent system to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
They got it right in the end, so I guess that is that supposed to be all that really matters?
I guess. I do think it's a lot like that test you take where you have to show your work and you arrive at the correct answer, but your teacher's like, yeah. I'm not really sure you did this right.
Right.
That's how this felt, because all along they played dumb and acted like they couldn't compare Notre Dame and Miami until BYU lost and the food's touched. Which is silly, and I've been very harsh on Notre Dame today, but I'll say this on their behalf. They were gaslit by this committee. They were led on by this committee to believe, well, we've already compared the full resume of Notre Dame and Miami, and in the committee's eyes, Notre Dame is more deserving, only to have the rug pulled out at the last minute. If they never did a ranking show, and this was the first time we saw it, I don't think there'd be the outrage, because Miami beat Notre Dame, and in every sport, the first tiebreaker is head-to-head.
Yeah.
Miami on the field settled it with Notre Dame. So then Notre Dame's other debate becomes with Alabama. Well, Alabama played last weekend and Notre Dame didn't.
Right. They actually are members of a conference.
Right.
A good one.
Right. And while Alabama didn't win their conference, they did beat a team that made the playoff. They won at Georgia. They also beat Vandy. They have a couple significant wins. Notre Dame played two teams in the playoff and lost to both. So no conference champ, no win over a playoff team, no game last weekend to add an extra data point. Notre Dame should have been left out.
Yeah, but I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
Again, you look at it and you say, well, if neither team played last week, they sit there and they go, okay, well, Notre Dame right now is a better team than Miami. So they don't play, and then all of a sudden, Miami's a better team than Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Miami also did not have that extra data point. So did also a lot of other teams.
Right.
Oklahoma, Ole Miss, et cetera.
Where they screwed this up is they put Notre Dame ahead of Miami the week before and the weeks prior, which is not the way it should have been all along. If they had kept Miami ahead of Notre Dame from the point where both teams had two losses, there would have been no instant outrage or shock or awe the way there was on Sunday afternoon.
Right. The only other issue that I have is Tulane and JMU. Okay, are we just, I mean, if you put in Notre Dame and you don't put in James Madison, do you get a better game?
I think that field would have been a better field. Yep. There would have been no drama and everybody would have been happy. So what is the big reason why Notre Dame's out and JMU's in? Oddly enough, it has nothing to do with Notre Dame or JMU. It has to do with the fact that Miami didn't win the ACC. If Miami won the ACC, they take JMU's spot as one of the five conference champions, and suddenly there's a spot open for the Fighting Irish to make it. So the ACC crowning their champion poorly is what created the biggest griping that you're going to hear today.
Well, we talk about like the little guys and letting the little guys in. Apparently the ACC is the little guy because their champion's not in this year.
Yeah,
right.
Little guys. 8-5 Duke.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you could argue ACC and the Big 12. Now, the Big 12 has at least a team.
A clear-cut dominant team.
Yeah, that has decided that they're going to pony up, pay a lot of money for their roster.
Can I throw this one into the fire?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect year for a 4-team playoff.
See, but here's what I would say back to that. If those are the four best teams, they will be the four last teams standing, and you'll get your 4-team playoff.
Right.
Only now, we will simply know that for a fact.
Right. And so the argument that I would have is I think with, obviously with NIL, transfer portal, all of these different reasons why you're starting to see a spreading out of the talent, right? A number two quarterback that could be a starter at a lot of places ends up leaving and is a starter at a lot of places. You're starting to see more talent spread around college football. And if your four teams going in are, and the eventual champion may come out of Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas Tech. Most likely it will.
Yeah.
But do you feel like Oregon could win a national championship?
I do.
All right. And Ole Miss is kind of it's hard to say because of the whole coaching situation.
But it's fascinating.
Texas A&M. Do you believe that they could, or at least play in the national championship game?
I don't. Maybe that's where I'd start to draw the line.
All right, but Oklahoma, Alabama. These are teams that throughout the course of the year, and because there is this long layoff, does John Mateer get healthy enough for Oklahoma to where he's playing more like he was in the first 5 weeks of the season versus the way he was at the end of the year?
And paired up with that defense, which is the biggest reason they're here,
right?
Suddenly they become dangerous. Look, I thought 8 was the perfect number for a long time. The reality is we're going to get to 8 after one round of the playoff, right? It's like, I'm not all that disappointed in how this played out. Like, I ideally would have had the ACC crown the proper champion and put Notre Dame in instead of JMU, but really there's not a lot of like lost sleep. I don't think we need a revamp of the entire system right now. Maybe you do.
Well, I think there's a whole lot that could be done with the entire system, starting with the schedule.
But, I'm just talking playoffs.
Right, just in terms of the playoffs. I'm not a big everyone gets a gold star. I don't want the auto bids for, you know, 4 for the Big Ten and 4 for the SEC and then all, because if you went 4 for the Big Ten this year, there wasn't a fourth team that belonged in the college football playoffs.
Preach.
But if you're looking at all the other teams, and maybe there's a year where you have 6 in the SEC, and I know, yes, they cannibalize themselves. There'll be years where the Big Ten cannibalizes itself, but they are better teams than letting in JMU and Tulane.
The Notre Dame part of this, I do want to see and hear from people. Notre Dame decided, if you're not putting us in the playoff, we're not playing in a bowl game.
Along with eight other teams.
I understand. They're the high-profile one. They're the one that...
Mm-hmm. Everyone's going
to
point to.
Yes. We'll talk about that coming up next. Marcus Freeman, by the way, not this weekend, but had discussed, well, should Notre Dame remain an independent? He had discussed this previously. We're going to play that audio coming up next. It's 97.1.
The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who's going to win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. And tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers on Monday Night Football a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on all the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. And so the question is, you need to make FanDuel your go-to app for any and every snap. But if you haven't, now's time to jump in the game. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to bet on the game. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in is required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. You can see terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good morning. 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Talking about the Irish taking their ball and going home. They didn't make the playoff. Were they wronged? And are they wrong for opting out of the Bulls entirely? 248-539-9797. A lot of this has led to the talking point of Notre Dame needs to join a conference. This was Marcus Freeman with Joel Klatt. He said that, I believe, in the offseason. Not this past weekend.
And it might have also been with the knowledge that next year, because of the signed, Memorandum of Understanding, the MOU.
Which we're just learning about, their AD shared with everybody. If Notre Dame, starting next year, finishes top 12, they have a birthright into the college football playoff because they are Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yes.
This is why we hate
AD,
you, by the way.
Has provided a path
for them to stay independent.
Yes.
Which is nauseating. This is why we hate you, Notre Dame. It's why no one's sad that you're left out.
Yeah. This is the reason they shouldn't cry. I know you can get into a subjective debate with Alabama, but Alabama beat Georgia. Notre Dame didn't beat a team that made the playoff. A&M didn't beat a team that made the playoff. Your loss that you're claiming is such a good loss isn't maybe that good of a loss. But guess what? It was decided on the field the first week of the season.
Which was part of this season, as much as people want to say it's all the way back in week one, it's this season.
Miami beat Notre Dame.
Yep.
They beat you.
They shouldn't have been in. And then, look, John, you're right.
And then coming out of that game, what did we say? Miami controlled both lines of scrimmage. Yeah. And I had talked about Notre Dame and the fact that they were, 2 years ago, or last year, a very young offensive line, and they outkicked their coverage. They made the college football playoffs. This year, I expected them to be much better. I didn't expect them to be manhandled. But you look at that game and you say, Miami was the better team.
Yeah.
So we're going to have the same thing in the NFL coming up here. The Lions' path to the playoffs is probably winning a head-to-head tiebreaker against the Bears.
Yes.
Okay? That's what settles it.
Yeah, you play it. You televise the games, John. You keep score and you figure out who wins, and that determines who's in.
You could argue the Lions could, if it's not the Bears, that they could get screwed because they would lose a tiebreaker to Seattle or San Francisco, you know?
And well, why are we putting a team from the NFC South in anyway?
Yeah.
The JMU of the NFL. Let's get to the phones.
Sam Darnold.
JT and Southgate, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Nothing. I know you guys say you think that the committee got it right. I think they got it all wrong. I think that this was a total setup on the Irish. They burned them. And I go back to this. 2 weeks ago, every team in the top 25, Notre Dame is the only team after they beat Stanford and Alabama barely beats an Auburn team That's not very good this year. They're the only team in the top 25 after both winning their games that they flipped them. Notre Dame was 9 for the 2-3 weeks prior to that. Now all of a sudden they're 10, right?
Oh, I agree that they did. They got to the right conclusion the wrong way. They never should have played with your emotions and gaslit you and made you believe that they had already decided that Notre Dame was going to finish ahead of Miami. They did it all wrong, but Miami should have finished ahead of Notre Dame, right?
Well, that's debatable.
Well, okay, let's debate it right now. What do you think?
Okay, we go back to week 1 and 2. And I know as a college football fan, week 1 or 2, you know what? I want to see the big game matchups. I want to see Notre Dame-Miami. I want to see Texas playing a Michigan and Alabama playing a Michigan. I don't want to see, no disrespect to any of the smaller schools, but I don't want to see Notre Dame playing a Western Michigan, a Central Michigan. I'm a college football. I want to see good games.
I agree with you, and I want those games to matter. I want the winner to get a reward, and I want the loser to get punished.
You want them to get, so you would rather see.
Yeah, that's what happens when you play big games. There's stakes. Otherwise, well, so I don't. JT, otherwise, it's a preseason game. Why even play it?
If we're looking at this from Notre Dame's perspective, and I think the point is that you're trying to make is why would you play those big games if you're just going to be, if it's going to be held against you? Why did Miami get in? Because they played that big game and won.
They were rewarded. Yeah, I just feel like if you play those big games and we're going to get amped for it and we're going to make our Saturdays centered around it,
yeah,
the stakes have to hold even if it's week one. And if it does come down to these are the last two teams for the last spot.
And if that was their only loss,
then Notre Dame would have been fine. Yes. Let's get to, oh, this is great. We got Robin Brighton. You are the Robin Brighton, our big Notre Dame fan. What's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it was a bummer yesterday. You know, I'll be the first one to say it. You got to win big games. I think back to the Texas A&M game, up 40-34 with 3 seconds left, fourth and goal, and Texas A&M wins the game. And it kills. That stings. And it's a bummer they're truly not in. But I think the question was, you know, Jim, you went on a rant. And, Gov, and first of all, Gov, the whole debate or the talking point, because that's what it is, a talking point of they should join the conference. Say that to Duke. I mean, and also Alabama proved that conference championships mean nothing because they're the first team in 3 years. There's been 16 teams in the last 3 years that have played in a conference championship game that have lost and dropped in the rankings. Alabama's the first one that hasn't. I think we're talking about the wrong team. Miami should be in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Alabama should be in. They just got housed.
To a team that they already beat, too, though.
That's John, we're talking about, guys, Notre Dame lost two of their biggest games of the year. I mean, you have to win those games. They're not in a conference. That's not, I mean, you have to win those big games, period.
So is Notre Dame's best case is that Bama isn't good? Because I'm still not hearing a case where Notre Dame's good.
No, what I'm saying is, Jim, I think that, you know, in the passive-aggressive stuff is what annoys the crap out of me because I feel like, You know football, and I feel like when you watch Notre Dame from week one to now,
they're impressive. They've blown everybody out.
They're very good.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Alabama just got smoked in the conference championship game and didn't move at all.
So, Rob, I put it to you this way.
There's the precedent.
I'd put it to you this way. Notre Dame is playing better football eye test than Alabama, but I think there's a danger in doing the eye test because there is a bias sometimes with the eye test. I think what's easier to do is say Bama beat a couple good teams this season, including at Georgia, one of the best wins of anybody in the country this season.
And if you look at their strength of schedule was much greater than Notre Dame's strength of schedule.
Right. And in terms of the precedent, SMU lost the ACC title last year, right? SMU lost the ACC title?
Yeah.
They were only a 2-loss team, but they kept them in the playoff. Losing the conference title didn't kick them out of the playoff. And I think that's what they were trying to do with Bama. They didn't want to kick them out of the playoff for losing. Where Notre Dame sat on the sideline and didn't play, they didn't want to punish Alabama.
Right, yeah. And then all of a sudden, if that's the case, then you're just going to have teams that are going to opt out of championship games saying, well, you know, if we lose this one, you're going to just bump us down.
Notre Dame being in a conference wouldn't have fixed everything, but it would have given them one more chance to play themselves in. And that's why people say, should they join a conference?
I wonder what that world looks like, opting out of conference championship games.
I don't want to live in it. 97.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.